Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neo Gentrix. Now, if you haven't already, go ahead and check out Gloria TP5's page. She has some amazing podcasts on her channel, along with some amazing singing, great prayers, and even better poetry. Now, we have some topics here that were sent in from a lot of the listeners to my podcast, and I was going through the list. One of the things that someone asked me to cover were the different types of headaches, if there are different types of headaches, and if so, how many. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover the basics of headaches today, and if I have any more information, I will definitely cover them in another episode, but we're going to cover the basics for right now, and then we'll move into the rest of them as we move forward, okay? So first things first. Just to make sure everyone here has the same understanding I do with headache basics. First, headaches can be more complicated than most people realize, okay? Different kinds can have their own set of symptoms and happen for unique reasons and even need different treatments. Now, once you know the type of headache you have, your doctor and you can also find a treatment that will most likely either prevent it or at least reduce the pain, okay? There are 150 different types of headaches, the most common one being tension type headaches. Okay? These are the most common type among adults and teens. Okay? They cause mild to moderate pain and come and go over time. They usually have no other symptoms. Alright? It's basically just a simple headache. That's all a headache is. Next is the not as common, but they do happen. For me, they're normal. Migraines. These intense headaches are often described as pounding, throbbing pain. They can last from 4 hours to 3 days and usually happen 1 to 4 times a month. Along with the pain, people have other symptoms such as sensitivity to light, noise, smells, nausea, or vomiting. Loss of appetite, upset stomach, or belly pains. When a child has a migraine, they may look pale, feel dizzy, have blurred vision, fever, and an upset stomach. Very few, however, will have these migraines will have digestive symptoms like vomiting, and if they do, it only happens once a month. Okay. Next is something that's a little more uncommon, but they do happen. It's what we call cluster headaches. Okay, these headaches are the most severe. You could have intense burning or piercing pain behind or around one eye. It can be throbbing or constant. The pain can be so bad that the people with cluster headaches can't sit still. And will often pace during the attack. On the side of the pain, the eyelids droop, the eyes red, and the pupil gets smaller, or the eye may tear up. The nostrils on that side may also run or get stuffed up and you can't breathe. These are called cluster headaches because they tend to happen in groups. You might get them 1 to 3 times per day during a cluster period, which may last 2 weeks to 3 months. Each headache attack lasts 15 minutes up to 3 hours, and they can wake you up from your sleep. They may disappear completely. Doctors call this remission for months or years, only to come back later. Now, keep this in mind, though. This is more 3 to 4 more times likely to happen in males than females, okay? Then you have what they call chronic daily headaches, okay? You have these types of headaches 15 days or more a month for longer than 3 months. Some are short. Others last more than 4 hours. It's usually one of the 4 types of primary headaches, okay? And those 4 are chronic migraine, chronic tension headache, new daily persistent headache, sorry, or what they call, one they call hemicrania continua. All right? We're going to take a short break here, and then I'll come back and talk about the next set. Alright, and we're back from that break. Okay, so next would be sinus headaches. I'm pretty sure everyone's familiar with this one. They've heard this one before. With these, you feel a deep, constant pain in your cheekbones, forehead, or on the bridge of your nose. They happen when cavities in your head called sinuses get inflamed. The pain usually comes along with other sinus symptoms like a runny nose, fullness in the ears, a fever, a swollen face. That does happen. A true sinus headache results from a sinus infection, so the gunk that comes out of your nose will be either yellow or green, unlike the clear discharge in clusters or migraine headaches. So keep that in mind. If it is colored, it's a severe sinus infection and you need to get yourself checked. Another headache type is post-traumatic headaches. I was about to sneeze at the same time I tried to talk. These usually start 2 to 3 days after a head injury. I've actually had this one before, so I can honestly tell you about it, okay? When it happens, you'll feel a dull ache that gets worse from time to time. You'll have an issue with vertigo, lightheadedness, trouble concentrating, slight memory problems, if not worse memory problems, tiring very quickly, and ironically enough, irritability. Headaches may last for a few months, but it doesn't get better within a couple of weeks. You need to call your doctor, okay? Less common headaches would be exercise headaches, okay? That's one of them. When you're active, the muscles in your head, neck, and scalp need more blood. Your blood vessels swell to supply them. The result is a pulsing pain on both sides of your head that can last anywhere from 5 minutes to 48 hours. It usually hits while you're active or just afterwards, whether the activity is exercise, and believe it or not, sex. That can also cause this. Going back to the one of the ones I mentioned before, hemicrania continua. This chronic ongoing headache almost always affects the same side of your face and head. Other symptoms will include pain that varies in severity, red or teary eyes, runny or stuffy nose, droopy eyelids, contracted irises when they shrink, respond to the pain medication Edomethacin. I tried my best to pronounce that. It's the only one that can handle hemicrania continua. Worse pain with physical activity. The pain even worsens if you drink alcohol. So please, if you ever are diagnosed with this headache type, don't drink any alcohol whatsoever, or you'll find yourself in a hospital for more than just being alcohol poisoned. Some people will also notice that migraine symptoms will also develop from this type as well, such as nausea and vomiting and sensitivity to light and sound, okay? There are two types of this headache. The chronic, you'll have daily headaches, and the remitting. You'll have headaches for 6 months, they'll go away for a period of weeks or months, and then they come back, all right? Next would be hormone headaches, okay? You can get headaches from shifting hormone levels during your periods, pregnancy, and menopause. Okay, hormone changes from birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy can also trigger these headaches when they happen 2 days before your period or in the first 3 days after it starts. They're called menstrual migraines. That's actually a thing. All right, we'll take a short break right here and then we'll move on to the next one. Okay. And we're back. All right, guys. Now I want to talk about the one item I brought up earlier. NDPH, which would be new daily persistent headaches, okay? These may not start suddenly. They may start suddenly. And they can go on for like 3 months or longer. Many people clearly remember the day their pain began. Doctors aren't sure why this type of headache starts. Some people find that it strikes after an infection, like a flu-like illness, surgery, or even very stressful events. The pain tends to be moderate, but for some people it can be severe. Like, it's often hard to treat this one. This is why a lot of people are starting to bring attention to it. Symptoms can widely vary. Some are like attention headaches. Others share symptoms of migraines, such as nausea and sensitivity to light. So, I mean, How do I put this? Call your doctor if your headache won't go away or if it's really severe, right? Don't think you can handle this on your own. With that being said, that brings me to rebound headaches. You might hear these called medication overdose headaches or overuse. If you use a prescription over-the-counter pain reliever such or more than 2 to 3 times a week or more than 10 days a month, you're setting yourself up for more pain when the meds actually wear off. Like, the pain comes back and you have to take more of it to stop it. This can cause a dull, constant headache that often worsens in the morning, okay? And with that, actually, now that I said that, this brings me to rare headaches, okay? One being called ice pick headaches, okay? That's a thing. These short, stabbing, intense headaches usually only last a few seconds. They might happen a few times a day or most. If you have one, see the doctor, okay? I can't express that enough. Ice pick headaches can be a condition on their own, or they can be a symptom of something else. So keep this in mind. Another one is spinal headaches. Okay, talk to your doctor if you get a headache after you've had a spinal tap or a spinal block or what they call epidural. Your doctor might call it a puncture headache because these procedures involve piercing the membrane that surrounds your spinal cord. If spinal fluid leaks through the puncture site, it can cause a headache, okay? So keep that in mind. Next are what they call thunderclap headaches. People often call this the worst headache of your life. It comes suddenly out of nowhere, peaks quickly, causes of this type of headache usually include a blood vessel tear, rupture, or blockage, a head injury, hemorrhagic, I think that's how it's pronounced, stroke from a ruptured blood vessel in your brain, ischemic stroke, I think I pronounced that wrong, but it's close enough, from a blocked blood vessel in your brain, narrow blood vessels surrounding the brain, inflamed blood vessels, blood pressure changes in late pregnancy, or taking a sudden new headache seriously. Take a sudden new headache seriously, no matter which one it is. Okay? With that last one, like I just said, you can get this one from blood pressure changes in late pregnancy. You need to take these seriously. It's often that the only warning sign you'll get of a serious problem. Anytime you have a headache, it doesn't matter what it is. Always have it at least checked. If it's something minor and you barely feel it and it's okay, still have yourself checked, even if it may not be as bad, okay? We're going to take another break here, and then we're going to go into what causes headaches. And we're back. Great. So let's go on and talk about what causes headaches. Okay? So the pain you feel during a headache comes from a mix of signals between your brain, blood vessels, and nearby nerves. Specific nerves in your blood vessels and head muscles switch on and send pain signals to your brain. But it isn't clear how these signals get turned on in the first place. All right? People often get headaches because of illness. Okay, this can cause infections, colds, and fevers. Headaches are also common with conditions like inflammation of the sinuses. I think it's pronounced sinusitis. There's a lot of these technological terms. Hey, cut me some slack. I'm trying my best to pronounce them. Throat infection and ear infection. In some cases, headaches can result from a blow to the head or rarely a sign of more serious medical problems. Okay, another one other than illness would be stress. Emotional stress and depression will as well as alcohol use, skipping meals, changes in your sleep patterns too randomly, taking too much medication. Other causes can include neck or back strain due to poor posture. So this is why we tell you to sit up properly. Another one will be your environment. Now, including secondhand tobacco smoke, strong smells from your household, chemicals or perfumes, allergens and certain foods, stress, pollution, noise, lighting, weather changes can all possibly trigger headaches. Now, headaches, especially migraines, headaches, tend to run in families also. Now, most children and teens, 90% of which who have migraines, have other family members who get them as well. When both parents have a history of migraines, there is a 70% chance that their children will also have them. If only one parent has a history of these headaches, the risk drops to 25 to 50%. Doctors don't exactly know what causes migraines. A popular theory is that, you know, is that triggers cause unusual brain activity, which leads to the change in blood vessels there. Some forms of migraines are linked to genetic problems in certain parts of the brain. Now, too much physical activity can also trigger a migraine in adults. So keep that in mind. One thing you need to keep in mind is getting a diagnosis when you have a really bad headache. And I mean bad. Once you get your headache diagnosed correctly, you can start the right treatment plans for your symptoms. Now, first step is obviously to talk to your doctor about it. They'll give you a physical exam, ask you about the symptoms you're having and how often you've had them. It's important to be as complete as possible with these descriptions. And give your doctor a list of the things that cause your headache as well, if you know. Things that make them worse. What helps you feel better. You can track details in headaches with your diary so that your doctor can help diagnose your problem better. Most people don't need special diagnostic tests, but sometimes doctors suggest a CT scan or an MRI to look for problems inside the brain that might cause your headaches as well. Skull x-rays won't help. We'll just say that right now. Okay? An EEG, I'm not going to say what that means, go look that up. I can't pronounce the word for the life of me. Is also unnecessary unless you've passed out when you had a headache. Been there, done that. Okay? By the way, a CT scan, MRI, and EEG are three things that I've definitely have had for various reasons that I take too long to explain. But they do reveal a lot of information about you as well, and your medical history helps as well to diagnose any future problems or if you might have a possibility of having bad headaches in the future, right? If your headache symptoms get worse and happen more often, despite the treatment, you need to ask your doctor to refer you to a headache specialist. They do exist. All right? So with that, I have a question for everybody. How are headaches treated? Now, you can sit here and try to think about this. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break here. I'll let you think about that. And when we come back, I'll answer that question and what happens after you start treatment. Alright guys, and we're back. So, with that, like I said in the last piece, the question here is, how are headaches treated? Now, I asked y'all this just now, and I'd love to hear some of your responses, so if you had an answer before you listen to this piece, feel free to go ahead and send me a message on what you think it is before you continue. Now, your doctor may recommend different types of treatment to try, okay? They may also suggest more testing to refer you to a headache specialist. The treatment you need will depend on a lot of things, including the type of headache you get, how often, its cause. Some people don't even need medical help at all, so that those are the lucky ones. But those who do might get medication, electronic medical devices, counseling, stress management, and biofeedback. Now, your doctor will make a treatment plan to meet your specific needs, okay? Because no two people are the same. What happens after the treatment starts, okay? One of the things you want to keep in mind is Once you start a treatment program, keep track of how well it's working. Okay? A headache diary can help you note any patterns or changes in how you feel. Know that it may take time for you and your doctor to find the best treatment plan, so try to be patient. As a patient, pun. Be honest with them about what is and isn't working. You have to be honest here. Even though you're getting treatment, you should still steer clear of things you know may trigger your headache, like foods or smells or select actions. And it's important to stick to healthy habits that will keep you feeling good, like regular exercise, enough sleep, a healthy diet. I'm going to back up here a second. I just said enough sleep. Now, I did a podcast on sleep already, but I can't stress enough that getting enough sleep, the required amount of sleep, or at least enough sleep, I'm not talking about 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours. I mean at least 8, if you can help it. 6 at the minimum should help you at least prevent most headaches. Not all, but most, all right? Also, make your schedule follow-up appointments so that your doctor can see how you're doing and make changes in your treatment plan if needed, all right? Now, that's all I have on the basics of headaches. That's just the basics. Next time, I'll go more in detail into select types of headaches. Next time, we'll cover sinus headaches a little more in depth. But that's all I have for now. All right. I thank you guys for listening. This has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. If you like my podcast, feel free to subscribe on the anchor.fm. /Neogentrix page. Show your support there. Show your support on my Patreon page. Feel free to donate here and there wherever need be, or give me your suggestions for our next podcast if you have something that you'd love for me to hear. Go over here. Sorry. I'm getting all my words mixed up today. If you have any suggestions, feel free to send them in to me here. Okay? Thank you guys for listening. Have a great, blessed rest of your day.